This is the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com. You can call us at 440-579-2531. Send us an email at studio@sportstalknetwork.com or follow us on Twitter at SportsTalkNet. The Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com starts now.
Hello again, everybody. This is Steve Callis on The Steve Callis Show. It's Friday, February 3rd, 2012. I encourage you to send your emails to studio@sportstalknetwork.com. That's studio@sportstalknetwork.com. Got a lot to do today, as always. Of course, the lead, 48 hours before the Super Bowl. A little more than 48 hours, so we'll go right out to Indianapolis. A lot going on out there. Peyton Manning has almost overshadowed some of the Super Bowl coverage this week. And bigger news yesterday is Manning was finally given medical clearance to play football. The timing to me is a little strange. Obviously, the season is over for everybody but the two teams. But his doctors, the Colts neurosurgeon and the doctor who did his fusion surgery on his neck, both cleared him to play. Jim Irsay, this is a big PR game now. Jim Irsay, the owner of the Colts, immediately tweeted that Manning has not been cleared to play football for the Indianapolis Colts. Whatever that means, they were 2-14. Whatever that means, they were 2-14 this year. Obviously, their season ended, you know, weeks ago. But this is all, to me, a game of chicken. Hard to believe now the Colts are actually going to give Peyton Manning his $28 million on March 8th, and that's the day we're looking at. And I think that's why the big rush for Manning, obviously. He wants to be medically cleared to play. So if anything, the Colts are going to have to cut him. They're going to have to release him, which would be a PR nightmare in Indianapolis. But Peyton Manning now cleared to play football. Again, whatever that means, he's not going to play any football for months, no matter who he plays for. But he is still, amazingly, the lead story, even 2 days before the Super Bowl, pretty much, even in Indianapolis, that's all most of the media was talking about in terms of what the number one story would be. But the number one story for the Super Bowl is the state of Rob Gronkowski's ankle. He did practice yesterday, but it was limited. And, you know, Bill Belichick gave the usual Bill Belichick quote. He didn't do everything. He did do some things. He was limited in practice, but he did practice. They interviewed Gronkowski, and he said, quote, "I make the final call," close quote, on whether or not he plays. And, of course, people like Teddy Bruschi on ESPN are laughing at that, saying Bill Belichick will make the final call. But, again, with 2 weeks off, even with a high ankle sprain, you'll expect Gronkowski to be out there. The question, of course, is how mobile will he be? And I think you'll know that after a few plays, frankly. So the Patriots have some other minor injuries. Patrick Chung, Mankin, Sebastian Vollmer, Welker, they were all limited in practice, but all are expected to play. And really, you know, it's the Super Bowl. It's all hands on deck. If you can walk, you can play. And I think you'll see Gronkowski out there. The Patriots defense, which, of course, has taken a lot of grief. Look, when you break this game down, I'll give you a pick at the end of the show, but when you break this game down, it looks like the Giants have all the edge. They're playing better. They've beaten more good teams. They beat the Patriots in New England earlier in the year. It's almost the opposite, if you will, of the Super Bowl 4 years ago, where the Patriots were undefeated. They had beaten the Giants in the Meadowlands, yet still they lost the game. So I'm kind of leaning towards the Patriots. I'll give you a score later in the show, but objectively speaking, and I'm a lifelong Giants fan, but objectively speaking, it looks like the Giants have the edge. They're playing better. They're beating better teams. You know, everybody laughed when the Patriots played Denver like that was a non-win. Everybody thinks the Ravens could have and should have beaten the Patriots, and there's some truth to that. Not total truth, but some truth to that. Obviously, if Evans holds on to that pass in the end zone in the last minute, the Ravens probably advance. But again, we talked about it earlier in the week. Gronkowski made a catch in the first half that was called out of bounds. It wasn't out of bounds. Patriots didn't challenge. They wound up settling for a field goal instead of going for a touchdown, et cetera, et cetera. You can always say if. But the reality is, of course, the Patriots beat the Ravens, and the Ravens slaughtered the Patriots 2 years ago. A lot of criticism of the Patriots' defense all year, and rightfully so, but I do think they're getting better. People said, well, they stopped the run in Denver because they loaded up. to stop the run in Denver because Tim Tebow was the quarterback. But they stopped Ray Rice in the Ravens game as well, whereas Rice ran all over them 2 years ago. You recall Rice in the first or second play of the game ran for a 75-yard touchdown. That was more than he gained the whole game 2 weeks ago. So the Patriots' defense, to me, is coming on. Patrick Chung, as we said, limited in practice yesterday, is a key component of that secondary. The Patriots also, this kind of slips by everybody. The Patriots had 23 interceptions. They led the AFC. They were tied for second in the entire NFL for most interceptions. So obviously they can make a play at times. Eli Manning, who has been elite all year, no question, he's an elite quarterback this year. After that whole thing at the beginning of the year where he was not an elite quarterback prior to this year, he was a very good NFL quarterback. But Eli Manning still has been known to make bad mistakes, bad decisions. He hasn't made many this year, but he certainly has in the past. So we'll have to see. I think the Patriots' defense is better than people say they are. I think they've improved tremendously in the last 3 or 4 weeks. And I think they're going to be good enough, frankly, to get the job done. As for the Giants, Ahmad Bradshaw practiced limited, but practiced 2 days in a row for the first time all season, according to Tom Coughlin. He didn't think Bradshaw had practiced in back-to-back days all year. That's important. They need that running game, even if it's not a great running game. They need the differences between Bradshaw, obviously Lightning, and Brandon Jacobs, obviously Thunder. Tom Coughlin's Tom Coughlin. Just as he said before the Jet game, he said, quote, talk is cheap, play the game, close quote. That's always been his approach. And, of course, that's a good approach. We'll see how the Giants respond to that. But it certainly has worked in the past for Coughlin and the Giants. Giants are also trying to get a better run-pass balance. They threw the ball 70% of the time. Two weeks ago against San Francisco, and obviously they want to, maybe not 50-50, but more like 55-45, 60-40. But again, the Patriots now put those big bodies up front. They're a hard team to run on, no matter what the statistics say. Again, you got to look beyond the statistics, especially for this game. But keep in mind, the Giants beat the Patriots in Week 9 in New England 24-20. Ahmad Bradshaw did not play in that game. Hakeem Nicks did not play in that game. So again, when you look at it from these perspectives, health, pass rush, running game, the Giants seem to have the edge, but Tom Brady played poorly. He played very poorly for Tom Brady against the Ravens, and the Patriots found a way. It was not Tom Brady-driven. And Tom Brady had open receivers, Gronkowski over the middle on a couple of occasions. Brady was just not sharp. So if Brady is sharp, it's going to be a long night for the Giants. I think they're going to get the ball out of Brady's hands quickly to avoid the Giants' pass rush. I think Welker's obviously going to be a big factor, the tight ends as always. And I think they're going to have to keep that back in the backfield. You know, maybe Kevin Faulk, an excellent player who's been there forever, maybe he plays. Maybe he becomes a blocking back. Maybe they have to keep that back in. The back coming out of the backfield, Danny Woodhead or whoever, has not been as big a part of the Patriots' offense this year as it has been in years past. And maybe they're just going to have that back stay in so they'll have six blocking the Giants. And that will give Tom Brady more time. But either way, I think Brady's going to get rid of the ball quickly. He's going to look for short passes to Welker and the tight ends. He's going to hit Gronkowski down the seam. I think the Patriots are going to be able to move the ball against the Giants. I don't think it's going to be five sacks like it was in the last Super Bowl. I think Brady's well aware of what happened last time. And look, Brady drove the Patriots down the field for the go-ahead touchdown with 2 minutes left in the Super Bowl 4 years ago. Don't forget that. Everyone seems to forget that. And then Eli Manning pulled a Brady on Brady. And he led the Giants down with the aid of that great play where he escaped the sack and hit Tyree, who caught the ball with his helmet. I mean, it was a very improbable play, but it won the Super Bowl. And in the history of the Giants, it's the greatest play ever, frankly. So the Giants have to try and get a pass rush. I think it's going to be hard defensively for the Pats. You know, are they going to come out in a 3-4 or a 4-3? They've changed their defensive alignment the last 6 weeks or so. It's really going to be a game of chess. Belichick against Coughlin, two old Giant assistants, of course, under Bill Parcells. You know, Parcells complimented both of them, really didn't favor one over the other. Coughlin is hardworking a guy, as straight arrow a guy as there is. Belichick may be the only guy who's as hardworking and as straight as an arrow, although he was cracking jokes this week, which is a little bizarre for Bill Belichick. But again, The Giants are healthy. Their running game is healthy, if not good. Their defensive line is healthy and fantastic. That makes their secondary better. Their secondary is just so-so. No matter what you hear, your secondary gets better when you have a big pass rush. If somehow the Patriots keep an extra man in, which is what I think they'll do, and they give Tom Brady time to throw, I think they're going to score a lot of points. Conversely, of course, Eli Manning, the same thing. Certainly the Patriots' defense compared to the Giants' defense is not as good, but I'll say it again. They stopped the run against Denver, a run-laden team. They stopped the run against the Ravens. Flacco had a good day, but not good enough to win. I think the Patriots now have a new system where that front seven is a large-bodied guy, seven led by Vince Wilfork, of course, who is a star. And they're going to be able to stop the run against the Giants. The question is, can they get pressure on Manning as well? You know, a lot of people say the game is going to be decided on who gets the most pressure on the quarterback. But I don't think the Giants are going to have the free-running ways that they had in the prior Super Bowl or even earlier in this year when they beat the Patriots. I think they're going to have issues getting to the quarterback because obviously the game plan for the Patriots has to be to get rid of the ball quickly. Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, the running back for the Patriots, who has never fumbled in his NFL career, I mean, just an amazing stat. He had a good game against the Ravens. There were times when the Ravens obviously played the pass, and this is the Ravens. And the Patriots were able to run the ball. For example, that second touchdown drive was mainly Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis running the ball, as I'm sure you recall just from 2 weeks ago. He went in from 7 yards out virtually untouched. I think he gained like 47 yards on that drive. It was virtually an all-running drive. I think the Patriots are going to try that. And if they're successful with that, obviously play action is going to open it up for Brady. If Brady can go play action, seven-step drop, and have some time, well, they're going to throw it to the tight ends and to Welker. I don't know that Deion Branch is going to be a big factor, but I think they'll take some shots with Deion Branch. I think Chad Ochocinco, if he shows up and is on the roster, his father died 2 weeks ago. He was not on the roster, but I think he's still a deep threat again. They've just been a little off. I've watched all the Patriots games this year, and it's been a time when Ochocinco was almost, you know, he caught a few passes in a couple of games, but he always seemed to be just out of sync with Tom Brady, and they might have to take that shot down the field with Ochocinco. I would not do it with Slater. Obviously, they tried that against the Ravens to clinch the game, and the one pass they threw deep down the center of the field was deflected and then intercepted by the Patriots. So I think it's going to be a fascinating game. I think it's going to be a field goal game. I think it's going to be a close game. But I think at the end of the day, it's going to be Patriots 27, Giants 24. I'm not really a point spread guy. The point spread, I think, went from Patriots 3 to Patriots 2.5. But to me, that's begging you to bet the Giants. I have no idea why the Patriots are favored. You know, everyone says, well, Brady Belichick. But Brady Belichick hasn't won a Super Bowl since 2004. Brady Belichick got beat by the Giants during their then 18-0 perfect season. Brady Belichick got beat by the Giants in Week 9 of this year in New England. So I'll say it again. All things point to the Giants. But I'm going to pick the Patriots. Patriots 27, Giants 24. Couple of other things in the NFL. Green Bay has named their quarterback coach Tom Clements their offensive coordinator. Obviously the Packers, although they had a great season, had a disappointing season, but they did run into the giant juggernaut. That was an upset, but not a shocking upset, just because of the way things went for the Giants. Again, the NFL today is a league about getting into the playoffs and then playing the best. It's not about being the best the whole season. Again, once upon a time, you could be 12-2 in a 14-game season and miss the playoffs. That's not true anymore. The Giants also would be the first 9-7 team to win the Super Bowl. I hold that against them a little. No 9-7 team has ever won the Super Bowl. But again, the Giants are clearly the hottest team in football. You can tell me the Patriots won 10 games in a row, but I think the Ravens were the only team they beat in the playoffs. The Ravens has been the only team they've beaten all year with a winning record. So again, all these things skew towards the Giants. But I'll say it again, I think at the end of the day, it's still Brady and Belichick. They do want revenge, although they don't talk about it. I think Kevin Falk is going to have some impact in this game, direct snap to him close to the goal line, or picking up blitzers, which he's very good at, or even catching a pass once in a while out of the backfield, which again, the Patriots seem to have gotten away from this year. Not that they needed to offensively, but they're going to have to change things up against the Giants again. They're going to have to get rid of the ball quickly. I think they can and will go hurry-up offense. I saw a Belichick interview today. They asked him a question about that, and he said, well, we used it a little bit last game. We had some success, and in other plays we didn't have some success. But I think there's a lot of things that the Patriots can do offensively. And again, if they want to win the game, they'd like to run it a little, keep Tom Brady on the field, keep Eli Manning off the field. They're going to try to do to the Giants what everybody tries to do to the Patriots, that is, keep their star quarterback off the field. So again, the prediction here is Patriots 27, Giants 24. This is the Steve Kallis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Off the Bench with Josh Scarr and Scotty Bickford, Mondays at 4 p.m. on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
With nearly 30 years of experience in the electrical surplus and distribution business, Supply Line Electric has now taken its business onto the internet with a completely automated website for inventory control and order entry. Specializing in Square D, Eaton Cutler Hammer, Siemens Automation, Banner Engineering, ASCO Valves, Bussmann and Faraz Fuses, and coming very soon are more than 5,000 line items of Allen Bradley. SupplyLineElectric.com, your 24/7 distributor of electrical, motor control, and automation parts. Follow SportsTalkNetwork.com on Twitter at SportsTalkNET.
Oh my God.
Shut the front door.
And now like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/SportsTalkNetwork. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your cities, your teams, your passion.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 120,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy and major car companies filing for bankruptcy, Cover America Auto Care has announced revolutionary, inexpensive mechanical breakdown coverage that is now available to the general public to save consumers thousands on auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for drivers to call who own a vehicle that is less than 10 years old for a free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number is 800-219-6876. Drivers who are covered with this auto protection will not have to pay for a covered repair again. This is the auto coverage now sweeping across America at a fraction of what dealerships charge and is now available to the public by calling today. The number to call is 800-219-6876. 800-219-6876. That's 800-219-6876.
Follow your favorite NFL team all season long on SportsTalkNetwork.com. Team news, injury updates, game previews, and recaps are updated 24/7. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your teams, your city, your passion.
Great job, guys. We just got certified loose slots by Las Vegas Advisor.
Yeah, but George, we're so tired.
We've been giving out so much money, and look, jackpot's arm hurts because of all the pulls.
Well, guys, don't do it for me. Do it for our guests. Get back out there.
All right.
All right? Hands in.
Palm slots pay lots.
Palm slots are certified up to 36.85% looser than the Las Vegas Strip and local jurisdictions by the Las Vegas Advisor.
Get your NFL news when you want it, 24/7, online and on demand. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your cities, your teams, your passion.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 877-407-9413 to get your free copy now. 877-407-9413. 877-407-9413.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up.
do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-509-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-509-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 877-509-MY-TV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit
card. Call 877-509-MY-TV. 877-509-MY-TV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-509-MY-TV. 877-509-MY-TV.
Welcome back to the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Yeah, we're back on the Steve Callis Show. One final thought on the Super Bowl. Myra Kraft, this should not be discounted. Myra Kraft, the wife of owner Bob Kraft, passed away before the season this past season, 2011. She really was involved with the players, with the community, was beloved by the players. They've essentially dedicated this season to her. They, if you've seen the Patriots play, you know that they all wear a patch with her initials above their hearts. And I think they take it very seriously. I think a number of these players really love this woman. Obviously, her husband, Bob Kraft, really loved this woman. And I think this is something that shouldn't just be dismissed. I think it is something where they've dedicated the season to her, and they certainly would like to bring another Super Bowl back to New England. I think that's a factor to be considered as well. We're going to get to the NBA and the NHL a little later, but first a few miscellaneous things. We should talk about Angelo Dundee, the great boxing trainer who died at the age of 90 this past week in Tampa, Florida. Dundee, best known for being the trainer of Muhammad Ali, but also the trainer of Sugar Ray Leonard and a number of other top fighters. And when you read the stories about Dundee, while he was a very good trainer, many people say he was the greatest motivator, the greatest corner man in the during the fight to motivate their fighters who has ever lived. And people specifically point to the Thriller in Manila, where Muhammad Ali was able to win. For Sugar Ray Leonard, his fight against Thomas Hitman Hearns, when Hearns was punishing Leonard. And on both occasions, Dundee was able to talk to his fighter in the corner, Ali, Leonard, to get them to come out, to change the way the fight was going. In both occasions, have his guy come out as a champion. He was always viewed to be a guy who was a great motivator. He stayed out of Ali's personal life, which he knew he couldn't really mess with in terms of the Nation of Islam and whatever Muhammad Ali was doing with other with women other than his wife. Dundee never got involved in any of that, but in the ring during the fight, he would be like the equivalent of a great game coach. You know, the X's and O's guys who can make changes during the game, on the bench. You know, a Bill Belichick in football, for example. One of those kinds of guys in boxing. He was that guy during the fight in the corner. He was able to keep his fighters going, keep them motivated, even when they were losing. And again, those are the two fights that everybody points to. The Hitman Hearns fights for Leonard, the Thriller in Manila for Ali. Angelo Dundee, dead at 90. Again, I think boxing is a sport that's buried itself over the last 20, 30 years. While pay-per-view for the two or three or four big fights you have a year, you'll get, you know, all of these people to pay $49.95. The general populace has really lost it for boxing, frankly. Again, when you go back to the first half of the 20th century, from 1900 to 1950, the three main sports were baseball, boxing, and horse racing. Flash forward to the early 21st century, from 2000 on, even frankly from the 1970s on, boxing has eliminated itself, in my opinion. Horse racing has been eliminated by other forms of gambling. Baseball, obviously, still there with football. I guess basketball would be the third most popular sport in America now, but boxing, and I think they did this to themselves, unlike horse racing, where the lottery and other forms of gambling came in to take the soul. It used to be the only place you could gamble legally was at a track unless you were in Las Vegas. Now, of course, you can bet lotteries in virtually every state, and there's lots of other things to do with your gambling dollar. But baseball has survived. boxing really has survived only as a niche sport almost. There's just, you know, not that much interest anymore, frankly. And of course, there's been really no great heavyweights for the last decade at least. So Angelo Dundee, dead at 90 in Tampa, Florida, considered by many to be the greatest corner man of all time, and of course, one of the greatest trainers who's ever lived. Couple of other things. Unfortunately, Josh Hamilton, the superstar of the Texas Rangers, who will be a free agent after the 2012 season, was seen drinking alcohol in a bar in the Dallas area. That, as you know, is a big problem because he's a recovering addict. He's had numerous problems over the years. Almost ended his career when he was with Tampa Bay early on with both alcohol and drugs. Hamilton was the MVP two seasons ago. 2010 MVP, is still a star player, but apparently he had a guy who went around with him for years, and that guy does not go around with him anymore, and they're going to hire. It was almost like a personal escort or something. And that guy was not there recently, and they were talking about hiring another guy to stay with Josh Hamilton, but now they're really going to have to take a look. There's a real issue. Hamilton, who's 31, what will be his next free agent contract? Who knows what's going to happen with Hamilton, but again, a guy who's really come back from the depths of despair to be an MVP in 2010, is a superstar player. A lot of people analogize him to Mickey Mantle. That's a little much for me, but I know what they're saying. He certainly is a five-tool guy. So hopefully Hamilton can get his stuff corrected, but it's an open issue in terms of what his next contract is going to be. He's got 1 year left on his contract with the Texas Rangers for 2012. Couple of other things. Akron, the University of Akron, has hired Jim Tressel, the former Ohio State football coach who resigned last May during that, you know, cash for tattoo scandal, has been hired by Akron as vice president for strategic engagement. You know, a position that was created for him. Tressel is going to work with Akron students, alumni, and community organizations on a number of issues. He will have no direct involvement with the athletic department since he already has a five-year NCAA sanction after those Ohio State investigations last year. So essentially, Tressel can't coach college football or be involved, frankly, in athletics for a five-year period. Now, does that mean he'll somehow indirectly have involvement with the athletic department? Well, you know, I don't know if they can monitor that every second of every day. Hard to believe Jim Tressel is going to be in your building and the Akron football coach isn't going to stop by for a chat. But he will have no direct involvement with the athletic department at Akron. But that's an intelligent hire by Akron. Obviously, Tressel, an Ohio State guy, knows the state well, will certainly be able to help Akron in whatever endeavors he undertakes. Also yesterday they announced, we'll do the NBA games in a minute, but separate from that, they announced the starting All-Star teams yesterday, the All-Star games in Orlando this year. For the West, it's going to be Kevin Durant, Blake Griffin, Andrew Bynum, Kobe, and Chris Paul. So obviously four of the five starters coming from Los Angeles, two from the Clippers, two from the Lakers. I mean, that really is an unbelievable five, frankly. For the East, it's going to be LeBron James and Dwayne Wade, Carmelo Anthony, Derrick Rose at the point, Dwight Howard in the middle. And interesting, because Bynum seems to think he's as good as Dwight Howard, so we'll have to see, frankly, how that shakes out. But this is an interesting matchup. No reserves have been named yet. They'll be named later in the month. But the All-Star game in Orlando, Durant, Griffin, Bynum, Kobe, Chris Paul for the West, LeBron, Wade, Carmelo, Derrick Rose, and Dwight Howard for the East. And again, these All-Star games are just, you know, exhibition games. Maybe in the NBA All-Star game, if the game is close to last 6-7 minutes, then you'll see some competitive stuff. But oftentimes, the first three quarters, they just kind of go through the motions. You know, it's fun to see these guys all on the court together. But once again, it's not like decades ago where these things really meant a lot and people played hard the whole time. Same in baseball. You know, the baseball All-Star game used to be a gigantic deal, and now it really is an exhibition game, frankly. So those are your starting lineups. Obviously an honor to be selected, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Few other things now. College basketball yesterday, just a few games. Number 5, Duke on the road at Virginia Tech. Duke 75, Virginia Tech 60. Austin Rivers, 15.5 assists for Duke. Ryan Kelly, 15 points as well. Duke, the number 5 team in the country, wins on the road. Murray State, the only undefeated team left in D1 college basketball. And again, Murray State plays a very weak schedule, but you know, they're in the league they're in. They had Southeast Missouri State yesterday, and Southeast Missouri State was actually winning at the half against Murray State, but Murray State comes back in the second half, ranked 9th in the country, undefeated now at 22-0. They beat Southeast Missouri State 81-73. Isaiah Cannon with 32 points for Murray State. Now, Murray State has a pretty easy schedule the rest of the way, but they do have two games that I think will tell whether they're going to be undefeated in the regular season or not. And I don't know what that means. What is that going to get them, a 2 seed, a 3 seed? I don't think it's going to get them a 1 seed because of their schedule. But they do play the same Southeast Missouri State in Southeast Missouri State on the road in a couple of weeks. And their final regular season game of the year is that bracket buster game on February 18th against number 16, St. Mary's. And to me, that'll be the true test. St. Mary's is a very good team, another team that doesn't get much pub, of course. But St. Mary's has a very good team. That'll be the real test for undefeated 22-0 Murray State. But they do win yesterday, coming back against Southeast Missouri State. But Murray State was playing at home. Murray State 81, Southeast Missouri State 73. One other game, number 11 Florida at home playing against South Carolina. Florida with Billy Donovan, still a top coach in the country. Florida 74, South Carolina 66. Kenny Boynton with 24 points for Florida. Florida now 11-0 at home. And obviously they're on the cusp of being a top 10 team. Obviously Donovan with those back-to-back championships when all those guys stuck around, Joakim Noah and that whole group, trying to crawl back into the top 10. Florida has a very good team as well. And they'll be, obviously, the SEC in basketball isn't the SEC in football, but it's still a good league. And Florida about to crack that top 10. Florida 74, South Carolina 66. Want to switch now to the NBA. A number of games yesterday, but the most interesting game, I thought, and I got to watch some of this on I think it was TNT last night. Nuggets go out to Los Angeles to play the Clippers. Obviously, the Clippers, the hot team now, if you will, playing at home at the Staples Center. But yesterday, the Nuggets, a very good team with no superstars, according to their coach, George Karl. The Nuggets beat the Clippers 112-91. Denver moves to 15-7. The Clippers drop to 13-7. Danilo Gallinari, we talked about him when the Knicks traded him. He's a matchup nightmare. He's a 6'10 guy who can put the ball on the floor and shoot the ball from three. Yesterday, 5 for 5 from 3 points. Point land, 7 for 10 overall, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Gallinari goes for 21 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. A very difficult matchup in the NBA, Danilo Gallinari. Lawson, the starting point guard, 18 points, 6 assists, 4 rebounds, but they also bring the experienced Andre Miller off the bench. Yesterday, Miller in 28 minutes, 8 points, 3 for 5 from the field, 2 for 2 from the line, 8 assists, 3 rebounds. That really is a nice duo they have, Lawson and Andre Miller. But they also have other guys. Lawson had 18 points and 6 assists. Aflalo, 15 points, 3 rebounds. Mozgov, the big center, the backup center, who's now starting for Denver, 22 minutes yesterday, 11 points, 7 rebounds. We discussed when he traded him that he was a coming player. Fernandez off the bench, 10 points, 2 rebounds. Again, Denver. Nene, who doesn't even get a mention really here, 8 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. They have a very good team of very good basketball players, and they're going to be heard from. I don't think they can win the championship because they don't have that guy. And normally you need two of those guys, but they do have 6 or 7 very good basketball players. Al Harrington, the high scorer the other day, only 8 points and 3 rebounds yesterday, but another guy off the bench. You bring in Fernandez, Harrington, Andre Miller off the bench. I mean, that's really a very good bench. For the Clippers, human highlight show, Blake Griffin, 18 points, 5 rebounds. Chris Paul, 15 points, 9 assists. They do what they do, but not on the higher level that they, frankly, did it before. Foy, 17 points off the bench. Williams, 13 points off the bench, but not enough. The Nuggets easily handled the Clippers. Nuggets, 112. Clippers, 91. A few other basketball games yesterday in the NBA. The Grizzlies, who again are doing it all without Zach Randolph, I think their best player. The Grizzlies go into Atlanta and beat a very good Atlanta Hawks team. Grizzlies, 96. Atlanta Hawks, 77. Rudy Gay, who's playing great, 21 points. Cunningham with 12 rebounds for the Grizzlies. Conley, the point guard, with 6 assists to lead that team. For the Hawks, Smith with 11 points was the high scorer. Obviously, they had their issues. Johnson with 9 rebounds. Tracy McGrady with 4 assists. Hawks couldn't do anything against the Grizzlies offensively. Grizzlies, 96. Hawks, 77. Grizzlies, 12-10. The Hawks fall to 16-7. A few other NBA games we'll get to after the break, and, of course, all of the NHL as well. This is the Steve Kallis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Blue Zoo Radio with Frank Reese, Sunday nights at 8 p.m., only on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 877-407-9413 to get your free copy now. 877-407-9413. 877-407-9413.
SportsTalkNetwork.com is now mobile. Watch or listen to your favorite Sports Talk Network program live or on demand with the new STN web app. The STN web app works on all smartphones, including iPhones, Android, and BlackBerry. Go to m.sportstalknetwork.com on your phone's web browser and bookmark the app. No downloads and no fees. Fresh audio, video shows, sports news, and more content delivered to your phone whenever you want. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your cities, your teams, your passion. And now on your phone. With nearly 30 years of experience in the electrical surplus and distribution business, Supply Line Electric has now taken its business onto the internet with a completely automated website for inventory control and order entry. Specializing in motor starters, contactors, coils, contact kits, push buttons, pilot lights, photo and proximity sensors, and many more items, including obsolete and hard to find parts. Visit us today at supplylineelectric.com. And don't forget that all orders ship the same business day. SupplyLineElectric.com, your 24/7 distributor of electrical, motor control, and automation parts. Follow SportsTalkNetwork.com on Twitter at SportsTalkNET.
Oh my God.
Shut the front door.
And now like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/SportsTalkNetwork. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your cities, your teams, your passion.
Great job, guys. We just got certified loose slots by Las Vegas Advisor.
Yeah, but George, we're so tired.
We've been giving out so much money, and look, Jackpot's arm hurts because of all the pulls.
Well, guys, don't do it for me. Do it for our guests. Get back out there.
All right.
All right? Hands in.
Palm slots pay lots.
Palm slots are certified up to 36.85% looser than the Las Vegas Strip and local jurisdictions by the Las Vegas Advisor.
SportsTalkNetwork.com, the internet broadcast giant for sports talk and entertainment programming, now features market-specific sports sites in over one dozen cities, including New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Cleveland, and Canada. And we're not done yet. More markets launching soon. Your cities, your teams, your passion. We are SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit
card. Call 877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Get your college sports news when you want it, 24/7, online and on demand. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your cities, your teams, your passion. Welcome back to the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Yeah, we're back on the Steve Callis Show. A few more NBA games to go through yesterday. The other TNT game yesterday, the Bulls go into the Garden to play the Knicks. The Knicks have been just woeful. You expected a lot more between, of course, Stoudemire and Carmelo. But it just hasn't happened for them last night. No difference. Bulls 105, Knicks 102 in the Garden. Derrick Rose, what can you say? 32 points, 13 assists. He did miss a foul shot late to give the Knicks a chance. He could have put the game out of the reach by making two. He made one. Knicks down three, come down. But Anthony has to heave up like a 40-foot, almost half-court shot that bounced off the side of the rim. Bulls 105, Knicks 102. Stoudemire, a big game for the Knicks, 34 points, 11 rebounds. They obviously need him to get going, but they need production every day from Stoudemire and Anthony. Their big problem is at the point. Shumpert starting at the point now. The rookie for the Knicks had 8 assists, but everybody in New York, frankly, is waiting for Baron Davis. And again, if Baron Davis is healthy and has his head screwed on right, he's a very good NBA point guard. But if he's not healthy or doesn't have his head screwed on right, he's not. So Rose the star again. Joakim Noah leads the Bulls with 9 rebounds. The Bulls now 19-6. The Knicks dropped to 8-14. And again, over the last, prior to these last couple of games, the 10 days before that, the Knicks had a very weak schedule and still lost to some teams that just are not that good. Yesterday, they play a good team, take them to the final minute. Bulls 105, Knicks 102 at Madison Square Garden, a good road win for the Chicago Bulls. Utah, surprising to me, at 12-8 before yesterday's game. Utah goes out to Golden State. Now, I think, again, Golden State, a good young team, didn't get off to a very good start, having trouble on the roads. I think Mark Jackson's going to be a very good NBA coach, but yesterday, the Jazz at Golden State. Golden State 119. The Utah Jazz 101. Monte Ellis with 33 for the Warriors. David Lee, the former Knick, 14 rebounds. Curry with 12 assists. Again, the Warriors have a lot of talent now. And I think Jackson's going to be able to mold them. For the Jazz, Haywood had 21. Millsap leads them with 11 rebounds. Jamal Tinsley, making a comeback in his career this year, leads the Jazz with 13 assists, but Golden State moves to 8-12, 119. The Jazz drop to 12-9, 101. Two other games, the Hornets at the Spurs. Of course, the Hornets, you know, what can you say, just not a very good team. I don't know what they were thinking when the NBA disapproved the trade with the Lakers. That would have got them Pau Gasol. I mean, they would have picked up some very good players. But now the Hornets are 4-19. They lose to the Spurs. Spurs 93, Hornets 81. Spurs going through the regular season now. They're still missing Ginobili for another few weeks. But at 15-9, they're doing what they have to do. Tim Duncan, they're relying more on Duncan, and he's responding. Yesterday leads the team in points and rebounds. Tim Duncan 19 points, 9 rebounds. Tony Parker with 7 assists. The Hornets, Landry leads them with 17 points. Johnson with 5 assists. But again, the Hornets, 4-19 in a 66-game season. They're going to have some real problems even winning 12 or 14 games. That's it for the – oh, one other game. I apologize. The Sacramento Kings beat the Trailblazers in Sacramento. The Kings 95, the Trailblazers 92. I like Portland a lot, but they dropped to 13-10. Those are the kind of games I would think they would win on the road. Marcus Thornton leads the Kings with 20. Tyreek Evans has 18 points and 5 assists. Trailblazers, LaMarcus Aldridge is a beast. He should make the All-Star team this year. He didn't make it last year, you'll recall. 28 points, 14 rebounds for Aldridge. Felton, now the point guard of the Trailblazers after spending last year with the Nuggets after being traded by the Knicks. Felton with 10 assists for the Trailblazers, but the Trailblazers fall to 13-10. The Kings move up to 7-15. Kings 95. Portland 92. Again, to me, the kind of game that the Trailblazers should win, but they don't yesterday. Moving to the NHL, they had an incredible record-setting game yesterday, and the NHL will go right up to Edmonton, the Blackhawks, in to play the Edmonton Oilers. And Sam Gagne of the Edmonton Oilers has 4 goals and 4 assists as Edmonton beat Chicago, Edmonton 8, Chicago 4. Gagne got his He already had a goal in the second period, and then he scored a hat trick in the third period for his 4 goals, only his 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th of the season. Gagne also assisted on all the other Edmonton Oilers goals, an amazing achievement. He ties the great Wayne Gretzky and, of course, Paul Coffey, another great player that people almost forget about now. They hold the record for Edmonton with 8 points in the game, but Sam Gagne adds his name, unlikely as that may be, to his list. To the list as he scores his 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th goals of the year. Edmonton 8, Chicago 4, a shooter's delight in this game. The Blackhawks, the losers, with 47 shots on goal. The Edmonton Oilers with 41 shots on goal. Patrick Sharp scores twice for the Blackhawks. The Blackhawks actually had a 2-0 lead in this game, 1-0 after one, and they scored in the first minute of the second period, so they were winning 2-0. And then, of course, the Oilers scored 8 of the next 10 goals. Patrick Sharp, 2 goals for the Blackhawks, 21 and 22 of the season. But the highlight and the record-breaking performance by Sam Gagne of the Edmonton Oilers, 4 goals, 4 assists, to lead the Oilers to victory over the Chicago Blackhawks. Edmonton 8, Chicago 4. Number of other games in the NHL yesterday. In Philly, the Flyers beat the Nashville Predators 4-1. The Flyers move up to 30-14 and 6 overtime losses. The Predators having a good year, 31-17-4. For the Flyers, Simmons scores his 14th and 15th, 2 goals to lead the way. Claude Giroux with his 19th. Reed gets his 16th. Suter had the only goal for the Predators, his 6th of the year. Carolina shuts out the Bruins 3-0. Stahl had his 12th. Ruutu had his 16th for Carolina as they moved to 19-25-9. The Bruins having an excellent year, 32-15-2 overtime losses. A few other games. The Devils beat the Canadiens in New Jersey. The Devils 5, the Canadiens 3. Clarkson scores 2 goals, his 18th and 19th of the year. Parisi with his 2 goals, 17th and 18th. Dana Zubras with his 13th for the Devils. For the Canadiens, Kostitsyn scores his 12th, and Ducharnay scores his 10th of the year. Devils 5, Canadiens 3. Devils move to 28-19-3. Canadiens drop to 19-23-9. The Jets beat the Lightning 2-1 on a goal in overtime by Wellwood, his 10th of the year. The Jets get over the 500 mark, 24-22-6. The Lightning, only with a goal by Hedman, dropped to 22-23-5. They've got too many good players in Tampa Bay to be under 500. The Wild beat the Avalanche 1-0. Zanin gets his 2nd goal of the year, the only goal of the game. The Wild moved to 25-19-7. Avalanche just over 500, 26-25-2. Two other games in a shootout. The Red Wings beat the Canucks 4-3. Miller scores his 9th of the year. Hudler scores his 17th of the year. And Cleary scores his 11th for the Red Wings. For the Canucks, Kessler gets his 15th. Alexander Burrows his 19th. Raymond gets his 6th to tie up the game late, but again, the Red Wings win in the shootout. Red Wings 35-16-1, a good road win for them as they've been unbeatable at home and not very good on the road. The Canucks drop to 31-15-5. And the final game, the Sharks beat the Stars 5-2. the Sharks, Hanzus gets his fifth, Pavelski his 19th, Thornton his 11th, and Patrick Marleau his 19th. For the Dallas Stars, Ott gets his 8th, Ben gets his 15th. The Stars 26, 22, and 2. You expect better from them. The Sharks 29, 14, and 6. Those are your NHL games. We'll quickly go to TV. I do want to talk a couple more minutes about the Super Bowl, but your TV tonight, not a whole lot, but there is a good NBA doubleheader. The Knicks go up to Boston after that loss yesterday to the Bulls. They play the Celtics in Boston, 8 p.m. Eastern. That's on ESPN. Then the game following that is also a very good one. The Lakers at the Denver Nuggets. That's at 10:30 Eastern. Also on ESPN, if you have a chance, you want to watch the Denver Nuggets play. Again, to me, a very good team. I don't think they have enough to get over the hump, but they have a number of very good basketball players. Incidentally, well, that's your doubleheader, 8 o'clock, New York at Boston, 10:30, L.A. Lakers at Denver. But I did want to talk about Kenyon Martin. There's a report coming out of China now. Martin is one of those guys, along with Wilson Chandler, who signed a contract with China and is not allowed to come back, depending on the playoff situation there, end of February or March, whenever the Chinese season ends for that particular team. But now the rumor is that Martin, who is a free agent, Kenyon Martin has been offered a contract by the Miami Heat. And I got to tell you, certainly in my opinion, a guy like Kenyon Martin could really help the Miami Heat. I thought he was going back to Denver. Apparently, he's a free agent. Wilson Chandler, I think, will be going back to Denver and will just be another good player. That's another guy. You know, they got Wilson Chandler and Felton and Gallinari and Mozgov at the time, a backup center, now a starting center. Denver got all of those guys in the Carmelo deal. It's worked out a lot better for Denver than it has for the Knicks so far. At the time we talked about it, I think the Knicks had to make that trade. I think they need a couple of superstars to make a run at the title. And even though right now Denver is a better team, I don't see how they're going to make a run at the championship. Obviously, the Knicks are going to have to gel much better than they are. They do have Tyson Chandler for defensive purposes now, so they should get better as the year goes. The only other TV thing tonight, if you like college hockey, Cornell, a national powerhouse, at RPI, another national powerhouse, that's on the NBC Sports Channel, which used to be Versus. That's Cornell at RPI in college hockey, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. If you're into that, obviously the big headline, the NBA doubleheader, Knicks at Boston, Lakers at Denver. Certainly the nightcap will be a very good game. Celtics struggling as well as the Knicks are. Back to the Super Bowl briefly, just for a couple of minutes. Again, to me, it's really the battle of the Giants' D-line against Brady getting the ball out of his hands quickly. I think the Giants are going to score points, but I think the Patriots are just going to score more. If you like the Patriots, and I do, even though I'm a Giants guy, if the Giants win, I'll be very happy. But trying to analyze the game, Brady and Belichick, there has to be a revenge factor from 4 years ago, no matter what you hear from anybody. They're going to get the ball out of Brady's hands quicker. I think that back is going to stay in and block 6 against 4, and that's going to help or at least chip one of those excellent defensive ends, whether it's Tuck or Jason Pierre-Paul or O.C. Umanyora is healthy. They line up all over the place now. You know, you're just going to have to see. I think that's going to – you're going to find that out pretty early whether or not – you know, the Patriots always defer if they win the toss. I almost think from a Patriots perspective they should take the ball and try and move down the field, but they'll probably defer because that's what Belichick does. But the question is, can the offensive line of the Patriots stop – pass rush of the Giants? If the answer to that question is yes, I think it's going to be a long night for the Giants' defense. And even though Eli, I think, will put up points on the Patriots, I think it's going to be a long night for the Giants. So it's Brady and Belichick. Their defense, I think, is better than you think. They are good against the run. They led the AFC in interceptions. They were tied for second overall in the NFL. So they're a little better than you think. I think you're going to see that quick passing game from Brady. I think you're going to see a little up-tempo, no huddle, try and keep the Giants on the field, maybe try and tire them out over time. And again, as we talked earlier in the show, that playing for the memory of Myra Kraft, I don't think that's a sentimental, come on, give me a break. I think that's a real positive for the Patriots. Again, she was very involved with the players. She was not the wife of the team owner who was never around. She was involved. She had players on the team over to dinner. She was loved by many of them. They all have fond memories of her, it seems like. But I think that's a key as well, and I think you'll see a lot of pointing to her initials and pointing to the sky if the Patriots do play well and do score a number of points or make a number of big plays. On the Giants side, as we talked about, the Giants have made this run clearly going back to the Jet game and the Dallas game in the regular season to win the NFC East at 9-7. It's because they got healthy. They got healthy in the running game, which most people don't even point to because the Giants don't have a running game, but it was better than it was. More importantly, they got healthy on the defensive line. Justin Tuck was hurt all year and played, to his credit. O.C. Uemenyoro was hurt and came back, and now he's healthy. Tuck is healthy. Jason Pierre-Paul is a monster. He's a Pro Bowler. He's an excellent player, young player for the Giants. Akiwa Nuka came back healthy. Boley came back healthy. They have a very good defensive front seven, and that's made their defensive backfield better. You know how they say you can improve your secondary, mount a pass rush. So that's still the key to the game to me, but the Giants have a healthy running game with both Bradshaw and Jacobs healthy now at the same time. And as Justin Tuck said, you can't spell elite without E-L-I, Eli. And again, you have to hand it to Eli. I did not think, and I watched the Giants religiously forever, I did not think he was an elite quarterback before this year, but he certainly played like an elite quarterback this year. And you have to give him credit for weathering the storm, for playing in New York, for taking the criticism. Now, he did have those 25 picks last year, and even though a bunch of them were tipped, he still made some awful decisions, and he made some awful decisions earlier in this year. But in the playoffs and the last two games of the regular season against the Jets and Dallas, which were all must-wins for the Giants, against their, you know, city rivals, if you will, and then, of course, their arch rivals to win the NFC East and go to the playoffs, they got the job done, and then they've played, you know, great in the playoffs offensively and defensively. So you give the Giants credit, you give Coughlin credit. He's going to coach as long as he wants to coach. There were callings for his firing all year. Again, prior to this year, he had never won a playoff game in 7 years except in the Super Bowl year. That's a big exception, of course, because they won the Super Bowl. But the Giants are healthy. They're ready to go. The Patriots, other than the Gronkowski issue, even though he's going to play, they're healthy. They're ready to go. Again, I think it's going to be Patriots 27, Giants 24. This is the Steve Kallis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.